بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، we begin reading this evening seeking the aid and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, reading Al-Asl Al-Thalith. الأصل الثالث من الأصول الثلاثة. The third principle from the three fundamental principles. And the author, he says, رحمه الله تعالى معرفة نبيكم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And that is to know your prophet. To know your prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he says, وهو محمد بن عبد الله ابن عبد المطلب ابن هاشم. وهاشم من قريش وقريش من العرب والعرب من ذرية إسماعيل ابن إبراهيم الخليل عليه وعلى نبينا أفضل الصلاة والسلام. The author, he mentioned, رحمه الله تعالى الأصل الثالث. The third principle, and this is to know your prophet. To know your prophet, the prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he mentioned his name. And his name is Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, who is the son of Abdul Muttalib, who is the son of Hashim. Hashim, he's from the tribe of Quraysh. And Quraysh, this is a tribe from the Arab. And the Arab, they are from the lineage, or they are from the descendants of Ismail ibn Ibrahim, the son of Ibrahim, al-Khalil, alayhima wa ala nabiyyina afdalu salati wa salam. Afdalu salati wa salam. And after this, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, walahu min al-umuri thalathun wa sittuna sana. And he reached in his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 63 years. Minha arba'una qabla an-nabuwa. And from those 63 years, 40 years before prophethood. Wa thalathun wa ishruna nabiyyan rasula. And 23 of those years, he was a prophet and a messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nubi'a biqra' wa ursila bil mudathir wa baladuhu Mecca wa hajara. إلى المدينة وهاجر إلى المدينة. That he was sent as a prophet, and he received prophethood with the statement of Allah, Iqra, read. And he became a messenger, and he reached messengership, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the chapter of Mudathir, the beginning of that chapter. Ya ayyuhal Mudathir. Wa baladuhu Mecca. And he was born, and he is from Mecca, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he made hijra to al-Madina, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he mentioned more affairs. Ba'athuhu Allahu bin-nadharati an-shirk. Allah, he sent him to warn the people from shirk. Wa yad'u ila-tawheed, and to call the people to tawheed. Wa dalilu qawluhu ta'ala, until the end of this issue. We begin studying this great principle. How great to know the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If we think back on where we began, and how the author, he began mentioning that if he's asked the three affairs that it's obligatory for the servant to know, then what should he say? Ma'rifatu al-abdi rabbahu wa nabiyahu. وَدِينَهُ وَنَبِيَهُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. That a servant, an individual, a person, he must know his Lord. This has preceded, alhamdulillah, the first asl. Nam, an obligation to know your Lord. Nam, and also deenahu, to know his deen. It's an obligation to know your deen. This has preceded likewise, alhamdulillah. Now the third foundation and third principle that's an obligation to know. It's an obligation, it's mandatory. The one who does not know Allah, how can he fulfill his purpose in life? The one who does not know the deen of al-Islam with proofs, how can he go straight upon the straight path? And the one who does not know the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he can never know Allah, nor can he be upright on the deen. Therefore, this is the third principle. Just as it is an obligation to know Allah, and likewise, it is an obligation to know al-Islam with evidences and proofs, and to be upon clarity with regards to that. Likewise, it is an obligation. It's an obligation to know the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is because in reality, It's not possible to know Allah. It's not possible to know Allah except by way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not possible to know the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His characteristics and His actions. It's not possible to know the details of His beautiful names and lofty attributes, tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's not possible to learn the halal and the haram, and that which is permissible and that which is allowed, and that which is impermissible and that which is not allowed. And likewise, it's not possible to know the actions and statements that are pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla and the means to draw near to Him. And it's not possible to know, likewise, the actions that are displeasing to Allah and that will earn His anger, as well as the statements, except by way of the messengers and the seal of those messengers. And the last of those messengers is the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then, therefore, it is a must to know Him. And there is no success in this life and in the hereafter, and there can be no true happiness in this life and in the hereafter, except by knowing Him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and knowing what He came with. Knowing Him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and knowing the deen that He was upon, and knowing what He was upon, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from al-ikhlas with tawheed. So therefore, the first obligation and the first foundation, al-asl al-awwal, وكذلك الثاني, al-asl al-thani, these two great usul and foundations cannot be established except by knowing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the more a person has knowledge of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this will be a means for him to have more knowledge of Allah. Because the Messenger, the revelation was revealed to him. He's the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the obligation and the occupation and the function of the messenger is to convey the message of the sender of the message. Naam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the mursil, alladhi arsala ar-risala. Naam, Allah, He is the sender of the message, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the one who sent the message to mankind by way of revelation and by way of the messengers. Naam, and the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, huwa rasool. وَمُرْسَلٌ صلى الله عليه وسلم, and He is a messenger. So He conveys to the people. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, He is our the means, and He is the wasita, and the mediator between us and Allah عز وجل with regards to the conveyance of the message. With regards to the conveyance of the message, the revelation cannot be known except by way of the messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has decreed because of His, based on His wisdom and His knowledge, that His revelation will be revealed through messengers, and He will select and choose from mankind and from angels as well to be messengers. And He will select them from the best of the people, and likewise the best of the angels, those who He chooses to be messengers from the angels and from the people and from mankind. And He will specify them and grant them great blessing of knowledge and the knowledge of the revelation. So we see that there's no way to know about these first principles, the first one and the second one, al-asl al-awwal al-thani, ma'rifatu rabb, ma'rifatu al-abdi rabbah, wa ma'rifatu al-abdi deena, except by way of learning of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, it's a great obligation to know Him, in order to know the deen that He was upon, in order to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to know the actions that are pleasing to Allah, in order to know the deen that is pleasing to Allah, in order to know the way that leads to His pleasure, in order to know the ways that lead to His anger, subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of this is clarified by the messengers and by the prophets and messengers, and the seal of them is our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The ulama, they mention to know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is by knowing certain issues and affairs with regards to him. From them, knowing his name sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his lineage, and likewise knowing his age and how long he lived in this life, and knowing likewise about his death and the end of his life sallallahu alayhi wasallam, knowing the affairs that occurred therein in his life until his death sallallahu alayhi wasallam, knowing about him before prophethood and how he lived and what he was known by, and how he carried himself amongst his community, and what he was known by from the people before he was even a messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and likewise to know about after he received prophethood, and how did he receive prophethood, And how did he become a messenger? And what happened to him and his people? And the affairs of his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most important of the affairs to know about him is to know what he was sent with, and to know why he came, and to know what he was upon from deen, and from ikhlas, and from tawheed, and what he called to, and what he taught, and what he clarified, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are some of the issues likewise that the author he is mentioning here. And we see that he began ma'rifatu nabiyikum Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa. And he began with his name. And he began with his name and something from his lineage, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He began with his name and something from his lineage. And the more a believer learns about Allah, about the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the more he will love him, and the more he will follow him, and the more he will strive to be upon his way, and to learn his deen, and the more he will be able to take him as a role model and an example. And Allah mentioned about his Messenger in his book, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That verily you have in the Messenger of Allah the best example and role model. So it's not possible to follow him, and he is the best role model, and he is the best example, and it's not possible to follow him or to take him as a role model except to know who he is, except to know him, and to know some details about his life, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And likewise, it's incumbent to know him, because what he was upon, his deen, his creed, his aqidah, his the iman that he was upon, and the deen that he called to, and the methodology that he was upon, and the way that he taught his companions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way that he worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal, and the manners that he conducted himself in this life, and his belief, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's incumbent to know this, and to follow that, and this is the means for success, and this is only by way of learning about him, and learning about his sunnah, and learning about the events that happened in his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be upon clarity with regards to this. And likewise, it's not truly possible to know the deen of al-Islam. It's not possible to know properly the deen of al-Islam, nor to understand the Qur'an entirely and correctly, except by learning his sunnah, except by learning his seerah, and his biography, and his way, and his methodology, learning about him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is the one who has clarified and interpreted the Qur'an in speech and in action and application, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his one of his beloved wives, Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiyallahu anha, she was asked about his manners, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said, kana khuluq an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aw kana khuluqu nabi Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Qur'an. That his manners were the Qur'an, meaning that he complied to the commandments in the Qur'an, and he stayed away from the prohibitions in the Qur'an, and he applied that which he was commanded, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, in order to be upon the true Islam, and upon the true deen that was revealed and that is legislated, is to be upon what he was upon, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that was conveyed to us from his companions. And that was conveyed to us from his companions, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. Radiallahu anhum ajma'een. As I mentioned before, likewise, there's no means of success and happiness. No one can truly find peace and tranquility in his heart until he follows the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of the doors and all of the paths to paradise and all of the ways to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla are closed. And it's not possible to reach his mercy. It's not possible any of the mercy, the specific mercy, the mercy that lasts, the mercy from this life and the hereafter. It's not possible to reach the pleasure of Allah in his Jannah, except by following the path of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All other pathways are blocked, and all other avenues are closed, and all other doors are locked, and it's not possible to reach the pleasure of Allah, except by following the Messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, ibn Abdul Muttalib, ibn Hashim al-Qurashi al-Hashimi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we see the importance of learning this principle and the obligation of learning this principle, and how it's not possible to truly understand the deen or to know Allah Azza wa Jal except by knowing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is the one who has conveyed the message, and he is the one who has been entrusted with the revelation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name is Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has called him by this name in more than one place in his book. And he mentions in Surah Al-Fatih, Muhammad Rasulullah, called him by this name. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Allah said that in his book, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book about him calling him by that name likewise. Wa Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum. Now that Muhammad is not the father of Makana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum. That the Prophet Muhammad, he is not the father of any of your men. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the point is, he's mentioned in the Quran by this name Muhammad, and it means that he is the one who has many traits that are beautiful and lofty that he's praised for, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad, he has many names. And these names that he has, they are not just names with no meanings. Rather, they are names that have meanings, and they indicate attributes that he possesses, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it has been narrated by Jubair ibn Mut'im, radiallahu anhu, in Bukhari and Muslim, yani muttafaqun alayhi, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Inna li asma'an. Verily, I have names. Ana Muhammadun wa ana Ahmadu. He said, I am Muhammad and I am Ahmad. Wa ana al-mahi alladhi yamhu Allahu bihi al-kufr. And I am al-mahi. Al-mahi is from the verb maha, to wipe out and to erase. And he said, I am the eraser. Al-mahi, the one who Allah wipes out and erases the disbelief by way of him. Wa ana al-hashir. Al-hashir from hashara, to gather. The one that الَّذِي يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ عَلَى قَدَمَيْهِ, the one that the people, they will be gathered at my feet, meaning on the day of resurrection, and he'll be the first to be resurrected, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the people will come after him. Now, these are from his names, and he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أَنَا وَأَنَا الْعَاقِبُ الَّذِي لَيْسَ بَعْدَهُ أَحَدٌ. And one wording by Muslim, الَّذِي لَيْسَ بَعْدَهُ نَبِيٌّ, الَّذِي لَيْسَ بَعْدَهُ نَبِيٌّ. I am الْعَاقِبُ, also from his names. And I am al-Aqib, the one who there is no prophet after him. The one who there is no prophet after him. And likewise, one of the narrators mentioned in this wording, he said, وَقَدْ سَمَّهُ اللَّهُ رَعُوفًا رَحِيمًا. And verily, Allah has also called him kind and merciful. So in this narration, we have five names that the Prophet ﷺ has informed us of. Muhammadun wa Ahmad, al-Mahi and al-Hashir, and Al-Aqib. And he mentioned the meaning of these names, or some of these names. Muhammadun, inshallah, will discuss the meaning of this name, and likewise Ahmed, as well as Al-Mahi, the one who Allah removed the kufr by way of him. And in the whole, before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the earth was engulfed in disbelief and covered with disbelief. Illa baqaya min ahl al-kitab. It's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Allah nadhara Allahu ila ahli al-ard, that Allah, he looked to the people of the earth, famaqatahum arabahum wa ajamahum, and he detested all of them, the Arab and the non-Arab, illa baqaya min ahli kitab, except for a small remaining group from the people of the book, meaning that they were still a small group of people on earth who were upon the way of the previous prophets, Isa and Musa alayhim as-salatu wasalam. They were upon that legislation. Very few of them were upon it, tawheed. The rest of the people were engulfed in disbelief and engulfed in shirk. But the Prophet was sent, and he wiped out the disbelief, and the light came. And by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, أَنَا الْمَاحِي أَلَّذِي يَمْحُ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْكُفْرِ وَأَنَا الْحَاشِرِ. الْحَاشِرِ, the one whom الَّذِي يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ عَلَى قَدَمَيْ, the one that the people would be gathered, resurrected at my feet. And he's the first one to be resurrected, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people will be resurrected behind him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ana al-aqib alladhi laysa ba'dahu ahad. And he is the last, yani the aqib, the seal, meaning that he is the seal, and there is no prophet after him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, it has been narrated in Sahih Muslim from the hadith of Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, that he said, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusammi lana nafsahu asma'an. He mentioned Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to mention to us his names. He used to mention to us names that he has. He says, Ana, the Prophet, he would say, فَقَالَ أَنَا مُحَمَّدٌ وَأَنَا أَحْمَدُ وَالْمُقَفِّي وَالْحَاشِرُ وَنَبِيُّ التَّوْبَةِ وَنَبِيُّ الرَّحْمَةِ. He would say to them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am Muhammad, and I am Ahmed, and I am al-Muqaffi, and al-Hashir, وَنَبِيُّ التَّوْبَةِ وَنَبِيُّ الرَّحْمَةِ. And also likewise in one wording of this narration as well in al-Musnad by al-Imam Ahmed, he said additional wording, وَنَبِيُّ الْمَلْحَمَةِ وَنَبِيُّ Al-Malhama. So in this narration we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that I am Muhammad and I am Ahmed. These two names have preceded in the narration of Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu anhu. Wal-Muqaffi, this is new. Al-Muqaffi, and not in the previous narration. Wal-Hashir, that was in the previous narration. He said sallallahu alayhi wa nabiyu tawbah, wa nabiyu rahma, wa nabi al-Malhama. Wa nabi al-Malhama. So we have these names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have seen what some of them mean. Al-Muqaffi in this narration. Al-Muqaffi, the one who comes in succession. The one who comes in succession. And he's not new. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, وَمَا أَنَا وَبِدْعِ مِنْ رَسُولُ مِنْ رَسُولُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's not an innovation. He was not something new. Rather, he came in succession after many prophets and messengers. There were many prophets and messengers who had preceded him, and he came in a line, in a succession, and he's muqaffi, following that line. But also he is al-aqib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-khatib al-nabiyyin, and he is the seal and the last of them. And he is the seal and the last of them. And like them, likewise from his names, Nabiyyu al-Tawbah. And he is the prophet of repentance. And the gates of repentance have been opened for him, and for his ummah. And the repentance has been made easy for him and for his ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and anyone who comes after him. It's easy for them to repent. Anyone from the people who believe in him already, or even from the Jews and the Christians, or even from the mushrikun and the pagans, if they hear about him and they believe in him and they follow his way and they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their repentance will be accepted. They repent to Allah and they accept Islam and they submit and they surrender. Or those people who were born Muslim but they have been misguided or they have fallen into sin, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi at-Tawbah, he has been sent and he has come. And the doors of repentance are opened for all mankind to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to surrender to him and to submit. And likewise, he is Nabi al-Rahma. And Allah, he mentioned about him, وَمَا أَرَسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you except as a mercy to mankind. Except as a mercy to mankind. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a mercy and he's the Prophet of mercy. And his deen is the deen of mercy. Al-Islam, deen al-Rahma. It is the deen of mercy. And the sunnah, rahma. And the sunnah is mercy. And the methodology and the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was mercy and kindness. And if you look into his life and his biography, you will find mercy. Even Allah, he called him merciful in his book and kind in his book. And his companions, they said that about him, وَكَانَ رَأُوفًا رَحِيمًا, that he was very, very kind and very, very merciful to the people, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we see that his names here mentioned in these narrations, we have Muhammad and Ahmed and Al-Mahi. We have Al-Hashir. We have likewise Al-Muqaffi. والعاقب. Also we have Nabi al-Tawba, wa Nabi al-Rahma, wa Nabi al-Malhama. Nabi al-Malhama, yani the Prophet of Jihad. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he established the Jihad. And he fought in the path of Allah. And he fought the enemies of Allah. And this is the mercy likewise, so that the people, the hearts can be opened. He opened up the lands. And likewise he opened up the hearts by the permission of Allah azza wa jalla, and the guidance was spread, and Islam was spread, and Allah was worshipped, and shirk is removed, alhamdulillah. And disbelief likewise was removed because of the efforts and the striving of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi al-Malhama, Nam, and his companions as well, radiallahu anhum. So these are mentioned here. And there's another narration also mentioned that he is called al-Mutawakkil sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is mentioned that he is called al-Mutawakkil. And it has come authentically on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he was mentioned by this name in at-Tawrat from the Tawrat from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr al-As radiyallahu anhuma in Sahih al-Bukhari, in Sahih al-Bukhari. And likewise, it's been mentioned that from his names is al-Fatih, al-Fatih, the opener, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the lands by way of his striving and effort, and likewise opened the hearts that were locked, and opened the eyes that were blinded and closed, and by way of him, Allah Azza wa Jalla guided the hearts and opened them to guidance, so they could see the truth and hear the truth, and the ears that were clogged and that were blocked, Allah opened the ears by way of the coming of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are people there, they could see but they could not see the truth, and they could hear but they could not hear the haqq, and their hearts were closed to accepting the reality that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. But after the coming of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many of those hearts that were locked, and those eyes that could not see, and those ears that could not hear, they were opened by the permission of Allah, by the coming of the Messenger al-Fatih sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, from his names that he was known even before he was a messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-Amin, he is the most trustworthy, and he is honest sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was not deceitful, and he did not lie, he did not trick the people, and he did not use deception. And the likes like this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was al-Amin. And he is the most trustworthy, even to the extent that he was entrusted with the revelation from the Lord of the worlds above the seven heavens. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Amin. Al-Amin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Amin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we look at some of the meaning of the name Muhammad. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, in his book Zad al-Ma'ad, he mentioned many of the names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and these that have preceded. And likewise, he mentioned a brief explanation of many of those names. We have summarized here in that which has preceded. Likewise, for those who want to find some more detail or benefit with regards to this affair, you will find it in the beginning of Zad al-Ma'ad. In the beginning of Zad al-Ma'ad, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned a chapter with regards to the names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he explained them. The most well-known name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the most famous, Muhammad, and that means that he is praised more than others. That means that he is praised more than others. And this is because he has the many traits that are praiseworthy. And he has many characteristics that he's praised for. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even now in these days, and ever since he has come, even if we ponder over our days now, we see that his name is raised high. And he is praised. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his name is mentioned along with the mention of Allah all over the world. All over the world, the Muslims are calling as the days change, and as the time changes, all over the world they're making the call to prayer. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, hayya ala salati, hayya al falah. That his name, he's being praised, his name is being mentioned on the manabir and over the microphones and in the masajid and on the streets, and the people, whenever they're praying, even they're mentioning his name sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sending praise and salutations upon him, and his name is not mentioned except for the believer will say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhi salatu wa salam, naam, in this manner. And he has many characteristics that he's praised for sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So because of this, he's Muhammad, the one who is praised more than others. But likewise, from his names as well, that he has been named and mentioned by way of in the Quran. He's mentioned also by the name Ahmed. And this is what Isa ibn Maryam, he had mentioned about him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mentioning him by the name Ahmed. Naam wa mubashiram bi rasulin ha min ba'd ismuhu Ahmed. Ismuhu Ahmed. In Surah Saff, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Isa giving glad tidings of the coming of that prophet after him, and his name is Ahmed. His name is Ahmed. These names, they come from the same root, Hamida, or Hamd, to praise. But Ahmed, meaning that he praises Allah more than others, but also meaning that he is praised better than others. Ahmedness. Yani, so Muhammad means that he is praised more than others. He himself, he's praised more than others. Because of the characteristics that he has over others, he's praised more than the rest of the people. And likewise, he's Ahmadun Nas, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that his praise better. The way that he is praised is better than the rest of the people are praised, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, we see, to summarize, Muhammad means that he is the most praised, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ahmad means that he is the best praised, and that he is praised in the best and the most virtuous manner. So the first one is with how much, and the second one is with to how the praises. How much he's praised, and he had a kamiya, and Ahmed is with regards to the kayfiyya, wasifat alhamdan. He's praised in the better manner and in the best way. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other names we have seen something about them, and some brief understanding of them. النبي المرحمة والفاتح نبي الرحمة and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called to Rahmah, and his deen was the deen of mercy, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to say, man la yarham la yurham, whoever does not show mercy, he will not be shown mercy. And he used to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irhamu man fil ardi yarhamukum man fis samaa. Show mercy to those people, to show mercy to those who are in the earth, and the one who is in the heavens will show mercy to you. And the ones who are in the heavens will show mercy to you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lived that example, and he was merciful to his wives, and he was merciful to his children, he was merciful to his companions, and even he was merciful in many situations in his life to his enemies and those who tried to harm him. And those who tried to harm him, he showed mercy to them and kindness to them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many, many instances. Although whenever harshness and severity was required, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the bravest of them, and he was the first to fight, and he was the first to defend the deen of Allah azza wa jalla, and he was first to stand in the face of danger and hardship, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise from his names, al-mutawakkil, and this is because he trusted Allah azza wa jalla. From his traits is that he trusted and he put his reliance upon Allah azza wa jalla. And this is something that all of the prophets and messengers have done, especially ulul azm min al-rusul. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's the leader in that. Imam al-Mutawakkilin, and trusting and relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even to the extent at one time in his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coming back from an excursion, he's resting. He's resting, and his safe is hanging above him in a tree. And a man, he sneaks to the camp and gets past the companions as they're resting. And he grabs the sword, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wakes up, and he takes his sword out of its sheath, and then he holds it over his head. And he says, who's going to save you from me now? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him with all confidence and with all trust and reliance and faith in Allah azza wa jalla, mutawakkil. He said, Allah, Allah, Allah is going to save me from you. And the man, he dropped his sword. He's not able to hold on out of fear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had aided the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet, he took the sword. And he said to him, who's going to save you from me now? And the man, he mentioned some good words about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he called for his companions and he told them what happened, and then he let him go. And he did not reprimand him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Example of his courage and bravery, example of his trust and reliance upon Allah azza wa jalla, an example of his mercy. And this is the deen, and this is the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أبو القاسم محمد بن عبد الله صلوات الله وسلامه وبركاته عليه. Also, he's known by other names as well, المصطفى. Also, he's known in the Quran as البشير والنذير صلى الله عليه وسلم. Also, he's been called in the Quran المدثر. Also, المزمل صلى الله عليه وسلم. Also, it's been mentioned about him, الصادق المصدوق, that he is the most trustworthy and truthful صلى الله عليه وسلم, the one who is aided with the truth. And also mentioned that from his names, Al-Mukhtar and Al-Mudhakkir sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's been mentioned by these names also as well in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is the first issue that we discuss, the names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after this we see the lineage. And this is what the author he is referring to here, وَهُوَ مُحَمَّدُ عَبْدِ ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim ibn Hashim. Naam, and he will mention this issue, and we will discuss some details of his lineage, insha'Allah, the lineage of the noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah azza wa jal by his beautiful names and lofty attributes, and by his grace and his mercy, to make us from those who love him and love his messenger, and to make us from those who know him and know his messenger, and to make us from those who follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inwardly and outwardly. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.